The Sinixt people of the Lakes Tribe of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation completed a historic journey into the Imkamapolo Valley earlier this month, reconnecting with ancestral lands that have sustained their people for generations. The journey brought together multiple generations of Sinixt, who traveled from Inchilium, Wash, to Revelstoke before heli-accessing into the heart of the Imkamapolo. From there, participants hiked into 1,000-year-old cedar groves and rafted down the river, gathering, praying, and documenting the unique beauty and power of the valley. "I gathered some cedar from the giant cedars. The trip was so beautiful and so enlightening," said Kalia Zachary. "I found so many old plants and species of lichen and moss that we used to use for medicines. It was like a whole different world up there." The trip also afforded the Sinixt youth the opportunity to potentially see firsthand the work the Sinixt are doing to reintroduce salmon. Salmon and bull trout are the only fish that can get above the falls at the start of the river. Historically, the Sinixt harvested salmon at this location, but today the salmon are blocked by dams. The Sinixt young people on this trip saw a river without salmon. With ongoing restoration work, perhaps this will change, and the youth who visited this summer will one day be able to revisit the river and see salmon restored. Roger Finley, an authorized representative for the Sinixt and a council member of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation, said, "It meant a lot to take my grandson Braxton, who is 5 years old, on this journey. Even if I don't get to see salmon return to these waters, I believe he will. I know for sure that we Sinixt will keep working until the salmon are back where they belong." The Imkamapolo Valley is one of the last intact inland temperate rainforests in the world, now protected from industrial logging and development. For the Sinixt, this landscape is more than an ecological rarity. It is living proof of their continued presence, rights, and responsibilities on the land.